This is the Don and Mike Show.
And now some words from a man who knows the truth. He was there.
We were hunting quail late in the day. South Texas, wide open spaces, a lot of brush cover, fairly shallow. And a group of us had hunted all day on Saturday, probably 10 people. We went all together, but about 10 guests at the ranch. There were three of us who'd gotten out of the vehicle and walked up on a covey of quail that had been pointed by the dogs. The covey's flushed, we've shot, and each of us got a bird. I couldn't find his. It had gone down in some deep cover, and so he went off to look for it. The other hunter and I then turned and walked about 100 yards in another direction, where another covey had been spotted by an outrider. I was on the far right, bird flushed, and went to my right, off to the west. I turned and shot at the bird, and at that second, saw Harry standing there. Well, I saw him fall, basically.
Dick!
The Don and Mike Show!
Dick.
When I hear them, I like to fall out. Don and Mike.
Oh, that's wacky fun, isn't it?
System music that was playing during the hunt.
Because there's just not enough Dick Cheney jokes out there.
Right.
Not enough DJs, not enough TV people are making jokes about it.
Sure.
We want to make sure that we give you your daily recommended dosage of Cheney jokes.
It's my favorite movie. It's Cheney jokes. Lynn and I love Cheney jokes.
Ah, you picked up on that. Yeah, it's a long version for you radio aficionados.
Great long version.
It's the long intro. You see, the single started at 00. But many years later, DJs found the shindig is 404 on a good looking Friday afternoon, everybody. Tommy Ocean in motion. Hey, if this radio's a rockin', don't you be a mockin'. Care about the guy that got hit by a car? The entire left side of his body was severed off. He's all right now. How about some stout and roots? Thank you.
I've never heard the "he's all right." I have never heard that one.
Oh, that's the same as "All Right Now" by Free.
Right?
Same joke.
He's the left side of his body hacked off.
He's all right now.
He's all right now.
Got plenty of time. This from Yahoo. Now, listen, I've already made my Batman purchase. Buzz, you're giving me a sign, like, turn my microphone on. It's on, dude. Okay, don't know what to tell you. Buzz is waving like a madman.
You know, does that work sometime when you, like, pound your fist down?
I don't think people have an idea of
it's getting to critical point.
The myriad of technical problems that we have with the computer shutting down, with the tapes not being able to come up. Buzz over there waving at me like, "Hi, am I still a part of the show?" And of course you are.
You know, over the years we forced a lot of issues, with radio management. We come down to a point where we have to force the issue with this equipment.
Hold on, I can almost hear him.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
There you are in the background.
Hey, maybe the tubes are warming up.
Tubes.
I don't know.
The tubes are in the back, ready to do talk to you later.
This place. All right, I'll be over here if you need me.
Okay. Thank you, Buzz. But always know, I've got your microphone on.
I thought maybe. Yeah, it's fading in and out.
But now it's coming back.
I'm like a ghost.
It's like something that's, it's like a loose connection.
You know, this is like Mike and I making pottery.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of that movie Ghost. Mike and I shirtless making pottery,
yeah.
And you're floating down, and Whoopi Goldberg is going to come in momentarily and go, "Listen, I can't believe this, but Buzz Burbank is speaking to me."
And then Buzz will try to move a penny.
I don't know. It's fading in and out. I'll be here. You go on without me.
Okay. Well, no, I want you to be a part of it.
Well, is Gelman going to help you out here or what?
Gelman.
Who's Gelman?
That's Sika, isn't it?
Oh, right. He's the engineer that I think looks like a bad guy on 24.
Right.
I think he looks more like Gelman, Regis's producer.
Oh, wait a second.
Check.
There he is. That's his voice.
Here's what the engineer does. He does this. Check.
It's the technical tap.
The technical tap.
And tell us what a monkey would do.
Yeah.
Any ideas? What's wrong with Buzz's microphone over there?
Sounds okay right now. There you go. That's the attitude around here.
It's the can do.
Sounds okay right now. Don't know. The problem is being your head.
Thank you.
Thanks for your help.
All right.
Now it's off to the Revenge of the Nerds 4 audition.
That's cold. That is cold. That is cold.
Now, next thing you know, he's going to say he can't work with
me. He's going to go get the WJFK engineer credo in Latin, which is, it's stereo coming out of here.
In Yahoo land, there is a story on Yahoo.com about George Clooney selling his Batman suit.
Oh, really?
Now, Clooney was in the worst of the Batman movies.
Right.
Let me see. Because he's so famous now, he wants to sell it off for charity. They think that maybe back in 1997 when he made the movie, that they could have sold the costume for maybe $30,000 for charity. Mm-hmm. It's going to go on eBay starting at $100,000.
You think they'll get it?
Yeah, I think they will.
Yeah.
Wow. I think they will. I do have my Adam West cape and cowl.
Will they get it because of Batman, or will they get it because of Clooney?
Both.
They're going to get it because of Clooney.
Yeah. Clooney's hot right now.
Clooney. Oh. And those 30 pounds that he put on in Theria. You know, I can't see where he put them on.
More to love,
to be honest with you. Theriana. I pay $25,000 just for the codpiece. George's codpiece.
The codpiece.
You know what I would do?
What?
I would wear it as a mask. I would.
Would you cut air holes in it?
No.
Who wants to breathe?
I'd be breathing George. Just breathing Clooney.
The codpiece.
George Clooney.
And what does that area have to do with fish? Oh, I guess it has plenty to do with fish.
Of course it does. Next week I'll be wearing my Batman suit to work.
Yay.
So just be advised, one day next week I'll be real retarded and I'm going to wear the cape, the cowl, the utility belt, and the Batarang.
And sweatpants with a like an Under Armour shirt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've pretty much got the outfit down.
Okay.
It'll get us through the first appearance.
They are off once again to the rescue.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
I was looking through one of my many Batman books last night. I'm a Batman aficionado. I collect all the stuff.
And right.
The TV show. I was looking through one of the books where they had actual pictures of the props and the costumes from the show.
Right.
And here's a shock. It was about 8:30, and I was already drunk. not so much as you could tell.
Right. No. Okay.
Right. Could you tell?
You were laughing a lot.
Okay.
You just laughed way too hard at the story about Julia.
Well, okay. Well, that was a funny story.
Yeah, but you were laughing pretty hard.
See, here's the thing. I hadn't taken any Vicodin.
Right.
And because that ties you up. I haven't taken any Vicodin now for a couple of days.
Okay.
But I still haven't had a nice, healthy poop.
Right. Yeah. So, who's had any type of anti-inflammatory like that or a painkiller?
So I'm really not eating a lot. I mean, it's like I had soup last night when I got home, and then I had my usual, like, 64 ounces of vodka.
Mm-hmm.
So phone rings, and it's Rob, and he wanted to tell me something cute about his kid. And it was cute, and I thought that I laughed. It was funny.
It was, but I could tell that you were in a very good mood. Jolly good mood.
But I was, I was jolly good because I was going through my Batman books, and I found a picture in one of these books of Adam West's costume.
Right.
They had actually taken a picture of the actual suit itself.
On a hanger?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, on a hanger. Right. It was one picture of the cape, one picture of the cowl, one picture of the suit, and the utility belt. And I'm telling you, this guy, this creep that we had on the show that makes this stuff, it looks exactly like. I mean, doesn't look close to.
Right.
Exactly
perfect
like the costume that Adam West wore.
According to his website, he purchased the patterns. So maybe it is identical.
Well, it's pretty cool.
And what's it made out of?
All kinds of stuff, Mike.
Ham.
Ham.
Human skin.
It's totally skin. Is it plastic or
vinyl,
rubber?
Vinyl. I really don't know because I don't want to play with it so much that I break it. The cowl is hard.
Right.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, rock hard.
Really?
Cat couldn't scratch.
See, I thought that the cowl would be rubber.
No, no, no.
I thought it was just satin.
No, no, no. It's got a hard something underneath it. If it was just satin, it would conform to the shape of whoever's head is wearing it.
So it might be plastic? Is it a heavyweight or?
It's a heavyweight cowl.
Would it protect you on like the bat cycle?
I don't think so.
Okay.
What year are we going to be transported to next
1966.
Week? 1966.
The 1966 bat.
Seems like it was only yesterday.
All right, so that's next week on the show, and I am not going to buy the Clooney one, okay? I'm not.
Okay.
But if anybody had, like, any of his sweaty undies from Syria, oh, I would just say, pull the Brinks truck up to my house.
You don't collect like those kind of people would probably collect. You don't collect for investment. You collect for collecting's sake.
No, I collect to wear.
Mm-hmm. Personal satisfaction.
That's the way you ought to do it. If you're buying those things, you know, damn it, wear them.
And I'm going to get that head. That's made of the material that like the packing peanuts are made out of, styrofoam head.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna put this thing on in a display case.
Right. And then after that, anyone coming to your home will be charged a small, reasonable admission fee.
Welcome to Twitty City.
$4.
All right, so that's next
week. I will get you the brass stanchions with the velvet ropes.
Here is this weekend for me. First off, I got my wrecked car back already.
Oh yeah,
it's great to know a guy that runs a body shop.
Right.
Okay. One of my friends runs a body shop. So lickety split, got that baby back.
Got it done.
Yeah, great to have that back. And I'm still going to refer to it as my lucky car.
Okay.
Even though I got hit, blindsided it, it's still a lucky car. Mm-hmm. So, I'm going out of town tomorrow. I don't know exactly where I'm going. Mm-hmm. I know that I'm going somewhere with Miss X. Mm-hmm. And all that she has said to me is that we are not going to Maryland, Washington, or Virginia. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to be anywhere in the
immediate area.
In the immediate, you know, tri-county, whatever it is area that we live in here. And, I know this much, that tomorrow night, for the first time, and I don't know how, I mean, since forever, I mean, with Frieda and everything, I'm going to be in a hotel
mm-hmm.
with another chick.
Right.
That's pretty major to me.
Yeah.
It's a stepping thing, you know, I mean, it's all basically another step down the road
mm-hmm.
of the road of moving on.
Because what we're talking about is basically, I guess, going, so, see, the thing is, since Frieda died, over 7 months ago. Here's pretty much what my life is now. I do the show every day. I'm not going to be a martyr with you. I have a lot of sad moments about Frieda, but I'm trying to move on because that's what she would want me to do.
Right.
But the weekends are just the worst. The sometimes they just drag on. I mean, I know that I used to say endlessly on the radio, God, if only Frieda would leave me alone for a weekend. And I did like being left alone for a weekend.
Right.
But now it's been like 8 months of weekends.
Yeah.
And 8 months of, you know, Monday through Fridays. And I miss not only her, I miss the companionship of somebody.
Right. And doing stuff.
Of anybody. Well,
as much as you were dragged to do it, you probably, truth be told, you used to complain about that, but you did it. And on some level, you either enjoyed it because you could complain about it, or you enjoyed it.
Yeah, of course.
Because you enjoyed it.
If I didn't, you know, Frieda always knew. She could not make me do something that I really didn't want to do. Even if I would bitch and complain about it, you know, it was just because I was just being a jerk. But I would do things with her.
Right.
Now, I think after 7 months, because I guess my point was going to be the weekend is this. I get up on Saturday, I do all the stuff I have to do. I go to the grocery store, I go to the dry cleaners, I clean, I pay bills, I do whatever I have to do. Then it's like 2:00. And basically, from 2:00 Saturday, I sit around and wait to do the show until Monday.
Right.
And when football was on, that was the great diversion because you start with the ESPN show at 11:00 in the morning. And if you're like me, you're into it. You stay till the end of Sunday night football.
Yeah, I mean, that was your activity, and that's that you can't drag you away from that.
And now that's gone, and I just feel the need to get the frig out.
Sure.
You know.
Who can't understand that?
And this chick is pretty cool.
And she's being the cruise director, correct? She's kind of making the plans?
That's right.
And you really don't know 100% sure where you're going yet.
That's right. I don't. And that would, you know, the thing is, that would...
Two words.
What's that?
Six Flags.
Here's the thing. Yeah. This would probably, I don't mean this is a bad pun. This would kill Frieda. But Like if Frida had ever, well, I can't say that because when I first met Frida,
sure,
I did stuff like we went roller skating and I ate quiche and I pretended that I knew about a lot of stuff that I didn't know about, and I did all that crap that guys do. Mm-hmm. I know that if this was a year ago and Frida said to me on a 3-day weekend, you know what we're going to do? Saturday, I'm just going to pick a place to go that's not in the immediate area, and I'm going to do the driving, and you don't worry about it, and we're just going to go somewhere. I guarantee I would have said to her, not a good idea.
Yeah, right. I know.
Not a good idea. Mm-hmm. I really think I need to stay at home.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me where we're going. Tell me what we're doing. How long will the ride be? Will I be allowed to pick the radio station? Will I be allowed to pick the CD?
Sure.
Will I be allowed to drive? Will I be allowed to, you know, I mean, I would have come up with 8,000 different reasons to try and shoot this idea down.
Right, of course.
Even in my heart, if I wanted to, I'm sure I would. But now, it's like this other woman called me and we talked about this, and she said, let me handle it. I said, beautiful. I didn't even ask how long the car ride is going to be.
Right.
Now, and now I'm thinking about it.
You're not talking yourself out of it, are you?
No, I'm going to do it.
Right.
But it could end up being like, seriously, anywhere from 3 to 6 hours in the car with her.
Yes.
So that could be a good introduction for her into,
did you just,
what a jerk I really am.
I don't know whether you mentioned this or not. Did you discuss the car ride and did you discuss anything about your, like, rules or anything like that?
See, I don't want to, listen, like I said, it's not like this woman is my girlfriend.
Right.
But, yeah, here's the thing. I'm married for 25 years.
Right.
And this is going to be rough for any woman that I become involved with on in any way.
Any level.
I think that for 25 years, and it worked out great with Frida, and I love her still to this day with all my heart. That'll never change. But God damn it, I jumped through every hoop that woman wanted me to jump through.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I don't mean that in a bad way.
Right.
What I mean was,
a lot of hoops.
Yeah, and very rarely was I able to hold up the hoop.
Buzz, you sound like maybe you jump through a few occasionally,
I think
too.
We all do.
Mm-hmm. Very, very rarely was I able to hold up the hoop and say, jump through this.
Uh-huh.
Because she would always say to me, why should I jump through that hoop? Because you still haven't jumped through all these hoops for me.
Right.
So, to answer your question, Mike, what I said to this very nice lady who I'm going to be going away with, you asked if I told her about the rules.
It sounded to me, I thought you alluded to it, and it sounded like something we normally say when we get on an elevator together.
I didn't scream it. I said, I'm all for this. Excuse me. I'm all for this.
Right.
I think it's a great idea. Mm-hmm. Let's give it a shot. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I'm going to do with talking. And she said, what do you mean? I said, well, you know, maybe I won't feel like talking. I said, there's lots of times I just like listening to music, just driving and listening to music.
Kind of why, really, even when Frida was here, you also like to drive alone. You like to put your stuff on the radio and or your CDs or whatever, and you like to listen to music and radio stations.
Yeah, so I was telling her, and what a wonderful picture I'm painting about this weekend.
Of course.
About how it could be. How could this woman not be excited? I've said, there's a very good chance that I won't want to speak. And if that's the case,
just on the car ride,
let it be. I've also
that
said
that won't be the entire weekend, will it?
I've also said that I'm very persnickety about driving.
Uh-huh.
That unless something absolutely awful happens, like I can't stay awake or I'm sick, I drive.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm the man.
Okay.
So I'm going to drive, even if I don't know where I'm going. She can tell me where we're going. Mm-hmm. Also, I'm very strict about this. There's not to be any socializing with other people. I mean, we can have some limited, interaction with other people,
right,
but it's got to be very limited, and all of these people must understand that I am a creature of the day. I am not a creature of the night.
Okay.
Even on a Saturday night, on a balls-out party Saturday night, the latest you're ever going to get me up to is news on Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
And I got news for you on that. That's when I'm in bed and I'm half asleep.
So you're an early riser, and it's early to bed, early to rise.
So it's so funny that I'm talking to this very nice woman on the telephone last night, and she's running past everything that I've told her. And she's saying, okay, so we'll meet, and then you'll drive, and you'll find out where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
And I've already told the people that I know that we're really not going to have a lot of contact with them. And you can talk or not talk as much as you want.
Wow.
And you can pick whatever music you want. And I've already told them that you like to go to bed at 10 o'clock at night and that you like to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Right. Right.
And
well, that's great.
No, it's great, except here's where it's going to get, and God, I hope she's not listening now, where it's going to get a little sticky. No pun intended.
Hey!
That's going to be on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Because here's what's going to happen. I'm going to wake up on Sunday morning anywhere from 3 to 6 hours away from home. I already got coverage on the dogs, so I'm set there.
Good.
But I'm going to wake up 3 to 6 hours away from home in a hotel with a chick that's not my wife, who I know, but, you know, don't know.
Right.
And it's like, what the frig am I going to talk to her about on Sunday morning? You know what I mean?
You know,
plus, hold on. Bear with me on this.
All right.
I'm going to try to say this with the FCC's new rules.
Mm-hmm.
I have not been in a social situation where you're going to be, generally speaking, a hotel, no matter how nice the hotel is. The bathroom is right next to the bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Sunday morning.
You are letting it all hang out, aren't you?
Sunday morning.
Uh-huh.
Now, listen, I don't see how, you know, no matter how suave I am,
yeah,
even with my dumb rules.
No matter how many towels under the door.
That's right. Nothing's going to stop the sounds.
Uh-huh.
No.
And more importantly,
it's simple. It's simple.
We have to walk out of the bathroom and say, you know, do the Ace Ventura, you know,
go in there,
which I know is not sexy.
May I offer some advice on this subject? Because I've dealt with it, a lot more recently than any of you
guys. I
want
to hear this.
It is two things. It is the immediate. I don't know how we can say things, but it's the immediate courtesy flush. I mean, immediate.
Okay.
Okay. And when I say immediate, now hear me out here. When I say immediate,
as soon as the torpedo has left,
on its way down, while it's in the air, you're flushing.
All right.
Okay.
I'm with you.
Secondly, shower both faucets. Shower both faucets and a flush to cover sound.
Yeah.
Trust me, I have been there.
Nobody
is more freaked out about it than I was. It was my number one
thing. I've got so many issues, though. I mean, beyond the obvious, which is like, okay, if I get past that, then what are we going to do? I mean, beyond like if screwing or something. But I mean, and there I go again. Just
you are
romantic.
The incurable romantic,
like a poet.
It's 6:35. You want to screw?
What are we going to do? Watch Meet the Press? You know what I'm saying?
Well, aren't you going to get out?
I don't know.
Are you going to
see? I don't know where we're going, and this is why I'm afraid it's going to fall apart. Because like, what if she picks something like some, you know, Davy Crockett Adventureland? You know,
I think she will.
I don't know. I'm just...
I think she knows who she's dealing with, and she'll make a proper selection.
And this very, very, very honestly, there'll be... God, how do I say this? She's gonna see my underpants. You understand what I'm saying?
We do.
Not necessarily.
Not if you're clever.
No. It's going to be...
Oh, she's gonna see them when they're on. Are you worried about her seeing them when they're on or off?
Yes,
all of the above.
You are, you know, what's amazing.
It's a long car drive.
Right.
I fart a lot.
Right.
You know, I have colorful underwear. What can I say?
Just
I know with Frida that many times, not at a hotel, just at home, we'd be in bed. And I'd say, we'd be watching TV. I'd say, I got to go get a drink of water. And I just got my underpants and a T-shirt on.
Walking towards the bathroom.
Towards the bathroom. And she'd say, hey.
Jesus.
Right. Feel like, hey, what's going on back there?
Well, you got to be careful.
And it would just be the normal, just your average, normal, everyday. I mean, nothing out of the ordinary. Not like I've had an accident.
No. Fruit stripe gum.
Yes.
Just take extra precaution.
So we'll see.
That's the best advice you can. And also, I mean, you still got the darker colors?
No, I got all tidy whiteys now. All tidy whiteys.
Yeah. You know, there's time on the way home tonight, maybe to pick up some of the pastels.
No, I'm going to go with the. Listen, here's the thing. If she
used to have black underwear, didn't you?
Frida bought them for me. If any of these thousands of women that are beating at my door have a chance with me, they're going to have to find out, like Frida did, what a jerk I am. But they're not going to have the benefit that Frida did, where I pretend not to be a jerk so that these women will like me.
Right.
I mean, I did what every guy does.
No hoop jumping.
With Frida.
Right.
You know, I mean, when we first got together, not that I didn't love her and treat her like a queen, really, and I swear to God I did, up until the day she passed away. But you know how it is after 25 years. I mean, you know, 25 years ago she would have said to me, would you like to do this? And if I didn't want to, I would go, oh, to be with you? Oh, yes. You know, more recently it would have been, go by yourself.
Right.
Go ask one of your friends. Here's a quarter. Go call somebody. Ask somebody who cares.
Well, it seems to me that you're going to have a bit of a learning curve this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a chance to, you know, get to know this person. She's going to have a chance to get to know you.
Right.
And, you know, you'll know. You'll probably have some answers when you come back as to whether, you know, you've always said it's at that level. It's not anything more. You don't want people to read anything more into it. But you will find where your comfort zone is, and if it's there, if there's a comfort zone, it'll be somebody that you can do fun stuff with occasionally.
I'm just being honest with everybody about what I'm doing, because that's what I've always done on the show, is talk about my stupid life, and these are the things that I'm worried about. Now, and also, here's another thing that I'm worried about. Sunday morning breath. She never got a whiff of that.
Well, she
may there not. Is really nothing that you can do about that.
And she may have a similar concern.
Worse than me?
Well, I don't know.
I don't think so, bud.
Unless she smokes cigars.
What's amazing is all these concerns you have are things that, you know, I dealt with, you know, with when I was single again.
Sure.
And it's something that's the morning breath thing is really just, you turn away until you run in there and maybe brush your teeth. That's it.
It's finessing.
Yeah, but here's the thing. And this is where she's.
You're not gonna get up in the morning, and it doesn't sound like me like you want to linger longer. It doesn't mean.
No. I'm not gonna. I've never been one to wake up in the morning and go, oh baby, you know, let me give you a tonsillectomy with my tongue.
Right. Or lounge and chat. Right.
No, but here's the thing. How do I put this without offending her? The way I live my life now. God damn it. I don't want to have to get up and brush my teeth for some woman.
No hoop jumping.
Right.
Maybe a quick swish with mouthwash?
See, but even that would be... I would
Do you brush your teeth in the morning or at night or both?
How many days a week? No, of course. Five times a day.
You do?
Yes.
I brush my teeth really in the morning.
Compulsively. I mean, I do it when I get up. Then I do it, like, after my snacks. Then I do it before I take a shower, before I come to work. Then five times.
What about before bed?
Yeah, a couple of times.
Right.
A couple of times, but still, it doesn't stop the bad breath.
Yeah.
I mean, keep in mind, a staple of my diet, along with a nice Opus X cigar, is blue cheese. Okay? And God knows, I've heard that from Frida for many, many eons, and now all of these things...
Chuck Willery's on the phone. He's saying you're ready for the show right now.
I'm really putting out
You're putting the vibe out, man. The blue cheese and the blue cheese and cigars. You know, maybe you found the title for your book.
Maybe you'll surprise yourself. I mean, I understand you're not wanting to jump through hoops. I don't know that any of us wants to do that anymore, but, you know, I'm sure you'll take maybe little steps along the way to smooth things over.
I'm going to say this, and I hope nobody... I'm not trying to, pass judgment on you or your... With all the way you've been talking about this person, between the lines, this sounds like a very nice person.
Mm-hmm.
This sounds like somebody who really will probably cut you some slack.
You're goddamn right. She's right. She's nice at $500 a night.
Hey.
Don't you think I pay for the finest?
Bad.
Don't you think when I say I want a nice
right.
I want a nice Japanese escort. Mm-hmm. And incidentally, She must have the surgery to have made her eyes round.
Eyelid doubling.
What is it, Robbie?
Eyelid doubling.
So anyway, I'll let you know what's
going
on.
Shocker, you would know that procedure.
Anyway, wow. I am slightly uptight about that, but I will work. I will work through it.
All the stuff you're talking about is understandable. Just please remember the cardinal rule.
What's that?
While it's in the air.
Flush while it's
in the air.
Right, right.
Because then you will be, you know what? You'll be amazed at how effective that is.
And, you know, and I'll leave you with one other just smooth thing that I said to her, you know, as I was smooth talking her into this weekend that she suggested. I just asked her. I just came out and asked her. I said, incidentally, because she's over 40,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I said, we don't have to worry about rubbers, do we?
Right.
And she said, it would pretty much be a miracle.
Uh-huh.
I said, okay, just understand, if it is a miracle, it's gonna be garbage can time.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Oh, my
God. I believe I said dumpster.
Oh, dear.
She laughed.
Right.
Well, that's
she
good.
Laughed.
She, laughed. She does know.
She laughed. She laughed.
God. You sweet doctor.
I've never heard a more romantic soliloquy.
I can't wear a rubber, dude. I just can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it. So that's it. I'll let you know what happens. I'll let you know where we go.
I'm looking forward to it. And many different potential destinations, but you won't know. Are you not going to know till you get in the car?
Right.
That's cool.
That is cool.
That's part of the deal.
That's very brave on your part.
Yeah, well,
it's fun too. It's fun.
Of course, you spend almost 8 months at home every weekend. I mean, you know, as much
hey,
as
you're
I,
gonna go, you what's the, at the very least, you're going to a hotel. You're gonna have a nice meal, and you're gonna be somewhere else, and somebody's gonna be waiting on you. What could go wrong with that?
Everything. With me, everything, Mike.
I think it sounds to me like you have certainly, you know, given her all the the ABCs of you. It sounds like it.
Except I don't want to go have dinner down in a restaurant with other people.
Well, so you got to go where you have room service.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's like at some Holiday Inn or something.
You really want to get out of the house.
Well, so you can stay in your room.
Because you've really been holed up in your house for weekend after weekend. Now you want to go and hole up in a hotel.
Yes. Yes.
So you don't want to go into like a public dining room.
No, I wouldn't mind going in a public dining room.
Right.
My concern, and I do this, I do this too much with people. Mm-hmm. I tell people too much my situation.
Right.
I'm afraid, like, if a server came over and would say, hi, welcome, can I help you? That the first thing I would say is, hey, I don't think that I'm cheating on my wife because my wife was killed in a car accident eight years ago.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You tend to spew.
I find myself saying too much to people.
Right. I think you'll be okay with most restaurants. You'll be fine. If she takes you to someplace like the Dixie Stampede, there might be an issue.
All right, well, I'll let you know. I'll report on Monday.
Where you eat your chicken with your hands.
I will report on Monday.
Enjoy Dollywood.
No, I'll only report on Monday if you're going to be stalking me.
Right.
I'll report on Tuesday.
That's right.
Since we got the big President's Day.
I predict you'll have a good time.
Oh, and I also laid that out for her as well.
What?
Because I'm so romantic. That even though Monday's a day off, I can have no contact with you on Monday. I mean, not that I can't take a phone call. But I said that would entail seeing her Saturday and Sunday, and Monday.
Yeah, that'd be 3 days.
That to me, slow down.
So you plan on returning to your fortress of solitude on Monday?
Sunday. We're leaving tomorrow. Saturday, I'll be back at home on Sunday.
Have you arranged the time? Is it late in the day on Sunday? Sunday night? Sunday? Is it flexible?
Yeah, at least flexible.
You got to maintain a little flexibility for that.
We'll be out of
for her sake.
We'll be out of the hotel by 7
a.m.
7 a.m.
Wow.
7 a.m.
Fair enough.
Be out of the hotel
7 a.m.
7 a.m. Good morning.
What to do?
Well, first, let's be
at
honest.
At least, like, give her a muffin or something.
Find a Starbucks. You know, go find me a Starbucks. Need a mocha. No whipped cream.
Mm-hmm.
Chop, chop, honey. Chop, chop. So we'll see how this goes.
Dutch treat.
Yes, Dutch treat and Dutch oven.
Wow, that'll be good.
Everything. Yeah, Dutch treat. What?
Regarding that, the Dutch oven that you spoke of,
yeah,
is the relationship such that, from a comedic standpoint, you could do that?
No. That's why I'm concerned about the bathroom. She's never heard me fart. I mean, I don't know her that well. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Oh, I remember, man, when I first started going out with Carla. Do you know what I do, seriously, in the morning? Because in the morning I have the first retort. I would go outside. I would.
Carla would say, well, is it storming out?
I'd go outside in the winter.
You get a thank you note from your neighbors?
We started.
He's out there again.
We started going out in October. So it was the by the time we were, you know, by the time she was sleeping over occasionally, I was outside. Outside, freezing, in my underwear, outside.
There's Mike O'Mara. Why is he pulling his pants down?
You know how when it's cold outside, you breathe, you make steam?
I was so paranoid that I really, and it was a big house, I could have probably gone upstairs, way upstairs, you know, and no, I would go literally outside, shut the door.
Really?
And you know what?
The good old days, when I would just, seriously, Frida would just be laying right next to me, and we'd just be like, the biggest beefer in the world would come out. You know, I mean, after 25 years, it would be like, you know, she'd just like, oh, yeah. You're worse than the dog. You go, oh, I love you.
There are still codes of behavior regarding that. Like, I can now do that also. You know, Carl and I have been seeing each other for about, I guess, almost 2.5 years. And if I, but still, I will not do it if there is any contact. Like if there happens to be leg-to-leg contact or a leg draped over you,
it's a bad move.
Yeah. Well, I didn't mean
so no farting zone.
In my opinion, yeah.
What about in a public place?
Fine in a public place.
Okay, good.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you know,
it's muffled most.
Not in a public place where you know it can be heard.
Not like a house of worship.
Oh, you know what? In a house of worship.
And now I just thought we could do on Sunday morning. That'd be a kick. We'll go to church.
That'll be nice.
We'll go to church.
Do you know her faith?
Yeah, Rob.
There he is.
Yes,
there he is prying.
Don't tell Rob.
Prying.
I do. I'll just give you a hint.
Okay.
The religion she is,
yes.
You don't like it.
That puts it down to 1,000.
Okay, we got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.